Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm David Knight on this Friday, September 11th, 2015. Here are our top stories.
Tonight, how 9/11 changed our country forever. Then, the FBI and White House argue over what to do with refugees. After that, a hard look into Penn State and how the surveillance grid continues to grow in power. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
If I was a robot computer analyzing this, I would say alien intelligence, you know, crime analysis masquerading as humans on surface of Earth, overthrow of civilization, cutting off energy supplies, stifling development, enslaving public, dumbing down population, attacking fertility rates, stifling space exploration for operation termination of population. Crime projection, bioweapons developed by alien species after weakening a population will cause mass collapse and eradication of Homo sapiens sapien on planet Terra.
We've reached a critical juncture in the globalist program. That's why we're launching Operation Money Bomb 2015. And with the money we raise from this, we will be able to stay on the satellites and get on cable stations across North America, reaching tens of millions of more people right at the time they're receptive and looking for answers. So join us this September 16th and 17th. We're charging up, getting ready, and going in.
As we look back on September 11th on this 14th anniversary, it's important to remember that Alex Jones warned us about this before it happened. Here's the tape.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so glad that you could join us today for this Wednesday, July 25th, 2001 broadcast. Tyranny is enveloping the globe, and the United States is a shining jewel the globalists want to bring down, and they will use terrorism as the pretext to get it done. So that's coming up in the second half of the show. Very important information. I'm going to put the call out that you call the White House and tell them, look, we've seen the news stories that you've wanted to blow things up, that you have blown things up, and that you're saying that 4 million of us are going to die and we need martial law and the Associated Press. One of your little drills you had. And that we're aware of who the terrorists are if you pull this. This can stop this Hitlerian Reichstag event. I want to put the toll-free number up for Congress. And I won't want you to believe Alex Jones. I want you to go get these news stories off my website. I want you to call these major newspapers. I want you to find out these statements were true by the White House about preparing for martial law. And I want you to let them know that if there is any terrorism, we know who to blame. The point is, if any terrorism comes, it's from this government. And if there was an outside threat like a bin Laden, who was a known CIA asset in the 80s, running the Mujahideen War, and whose family builds all the military bases over in Saudi Arabia right now, and sits on the board of Iridium Satellite, he's the boogeyman they need in this Orwellian phony system. I want the White House numbers up there now. A big part of this solution, after you research all the government terrorism and check out what I'm saying is true, call the White House and tell them, we know the government's planning terrorism. We know Oklahoma City and World Trade Center was terrorism. We know the Joint Chiefs of Staff wanted to blow up airliners, Baltimore Sun. If you do it, we're going to blame you because we know who's up to it. Or if you let some terrorist group do it, like the World Trade Center, we know who to blame. And you could save the planet. I'm calling it Operation Expose the Government Terror.
Now, as we saw what happened, as people began to look at this, we had group after group, professional after professional come up and say, that is impossible. And of course, as I mentioned yesterday, the quote from Arthur Conan Doyle, Sherlock Holmes, saying, when you eliminate the impossible, whatever remains, no matter how improbable, is the truth. We've had architectural engineers look at this and say, that's not possible. We've had electronics engineers look at this, say it's not possible. Pilots, experienced pilots with these planes say that could never happen. But of course, one of the smoking guns of 9/11, I think, is the NORAD story and what did not happen. The fact that there were multiple concurrent drills happening at the same time. And as we pointed out briefly yesterday, this story, going back to the Vanity Fair article 5 years after the fact, an associate producer for the movie United 93 was given access to some of the NORAD information because he was doing a friendly version of the official conspiracy theory. And this is what he said. He said, 9/11 for the NEADS crew was not a story of four hijacked planes, but one of a heated chase after more than a dozen potential hijackings, some real, some phantom, that emerged from the turbulence of misinformation that spiked in the first 100 minutes of the attack and continued well into the afternoon and evening. And so the question is, why did it take them so long to sort out what was real, what was unreal? Why did it take them so long to respond? Of course, Gore Vidal had said that that was his clue, that this could not have happened. Because Gore Vidal, again, someone else who knew that this was impossible, his father had created the NORAD defense program. When he saw that there was no response for such a long time, he said, there's something obviously wrong here. And as we look at this over the years, we're not going to go into a lot of detail about the false stories about NORAD and other issues, except this one last quote here. And this is from a NORAD general who admitted to the 9/11 commission staffers when confronted from the evidence from the tapes that contradicted his original testimony. He says, the real story is actually better than the one we told. Yes, we were lied to. We're still being lied to. They're still covering up the truth. They're still not releasing all the information. And we know that the official conspiracy theory is impossible in many different aspects of it. We may never know exactly what happens, but we do know at this point that they lied. Why did they lie? They lied so they could establish the post 9/11 world that we all live in. That's what we need to think about at this moment. We need to think about the fact we understand that they lied about this. We need to understand that they stood down various services. Even as we talked to Thomas Drake, he said the NSA was obviously telling people before 9/11, don't worry about terrorist events. That's not really our priority. They were moving people away from this, but then they jumped on it with both feet once it happened to justify their expansion. What do we live in the post 9/11 world? Of course, we've got the Patriot Act. We have dragnet surveillance of the entire population, something that, of course, had been done long before. We had the church and the Pike Committee hearings back in the 1970s pointing out that the CIA and the NSA were spying on American citizens illegally at the time, but they were ashamed of that. It caused restructuring. Now they do it openly, even after the Snowden revelations. No one goes to jail. Nothing changes. The acquiescence of the American people to this surveillance state is very troubling. It should be very troubling to all of us. We have national security that's become the go-to to do anything that they want to violate the law, to violate the Constitution. It justifies every kind of violation. We have, of course, TSA and naked body scanners, that kind of security theater that doesn't make any of us safer. They do that while they leave the borders open. We have the militarization of the police. We have indefinite detention without trial. Remember how they justified that. They said we have a authorization for the use of military force for terrorists. That was the original title of the article. And then under that rubric, they have war after war, continuous war that never stops, as well as justifying martial law in the United States. That's essentially what they're acting as if we're under. And of course, we had the lies about the war in Iraq. No one believes, they've admitted that that's a lie now. But they used the fear of the American people that they put in with 9/11 to get them to support the lies of the war against Iraq. We have Afghanistan. And now we've seen, of course, the most recent example is ISIS, another creation of our foreign policy, another creation of the globalists that are setting everyone against everyone. It's drone assassinations. That's something that is new as part of this post 9/11 world. Jocelyn Radek, who defended many of the NSA whistleblowers, a lawyer for many whistleblowers, but not just the NSA, but many of the whistleblowers, says, I want my 9/10 country back. I want my September the 10th country back. I want 1776, not just September the 10th. I want 1776, but that would be a start to get back to where we were before this happened. Now, today, we are seeing, after this false story of being invaded by Muslim terrorists, we see now, however, that there are real barbarians at the gate. Barbarians who will destroy Western civilization, because Western civilization is the only thing in the way of the globalist plans. And I don't mean that as an insult to the people who are fleeing the conflict that we created in Syria. These people are pawns in this globalist chess game, just as we are. But we need to understand what's behind this. Look at these headlines today from InfoWars.com. White House claims 10,000 refugees from Syria will be vetted, yet the FBI says, no, they won't. And we've already seen this happen. We saw this happen when they created ISIS, when John McCain goes to Syria and he meets with al-Nusra and he meets with the people who later became the leaders of ISIS. We were told that they were moderate rebels at the time. This is a bipartisan effort. It doesn't matter whether it was John McCain or Obama. We would have still gotten the same situation. Look at this other headline here from InfoWars.com today. 3,000 quote-unquote moderate rebels defect to ISIS. The U.S. is preparing 5,000 more. They say this is a harbinger of what's to become U.S. rebel army. It plans to stand up in the spring. We are equipping these people. We are creating these people. We are training these people. And now people are concerned, and rightfully so. We know this is going to happen. They're coming in with the genuine refugees. How are you going to distinguish one between the other? Well, some of the refugees that come in that are treated horribly because we cannot handle everyone that is coming in at the same time, of course they're going to be treated not as well. Even if that people are trying to do their best, they're still going to get substandard treatment because the Western countries are being overwhelmed. That will create some homegrown jihadis as well as the ones that are coming in. But of course, we haven't seen this yet, but we see from reports that in this InfoWars story report that murder arrests are up 55%, rape arrests are up 370% in Sanctuary City, San Francisco. This is what Donald Trump was telling us. And of course, this is precisely what we have seen. We know that when you open the borders, when you let people in without any control or inspection whatsoever, you're going to have a mass exodus of criminals who are going to come in because they want to get to the wealthiest areas. It's like the bank robber. I think his name was Willie. I can't remember his original, but he said, they asked him, why do you rob banks? Because he'd robbed banks and been caught and released many times. And he said, well it's because that's where the money is. Criminals are going to come to the wealthy countries because that's where the money is. And the Hispanic people don't want to see this happen. Here's this article from Breitbart. 2 out of 3 Hispanics oppose an immigration increase. They say it's good news for Donald Trump, who has made pro-American immigration reform the centerpiece of his campaign. They say it's bad news for Jeb Bush, who claims that he can boost the 1 in 4 Hispanic support for the GOP by inviting more foreign blue-collar and college graduates to compete for jobs sought by American Hispanics. But only 34% of U.S.-born Hispanics, 33% of foreign-born Hispanics. These are people who have come in here. They weren't born here. They recent immigrants say, we don't want open borders. They're fleeing a country that is in turmoil, in violence, in bloodshed. More people have died in the drug wars in Mexico than have died in our wars in Afghanistan. And of course, the drug war is something that we created there, but they don't want to see the drug cartels come into this country. They understand what is behind this. But we can see that this is what is happening in America. We know this is what's going to happen with Islamic terrorists, with ISIS terrorists, in Europe. We see this article, Greek Coast Guard intercepts aid container full of weapons, firearms likely intended for Muslim refugees. This is from IntelliHub. This is what is going to happen. And some people are standing up against this. A few of the newer European countries, countries like Hungary and others, are standing up and saying, we are not going to have this foisted upon us by the European Union, because it is the upper level of the elite globalists, those who are trying to erase all borders, who are pushing this. This is not an issue of humanitarianism. That's where Donald Trump is wrong. This is something he will not address, even as a blowback issue, what is ultimately behind this. I don't believe that this is simply the result of bad foreign policy. It certainly is not the result of Obama not being aggressive enough and starting the Syrian war soon enough. We know this is something that was on their agenda for a very long time. Wesley Clark talked about the countries that they were going to go into one after the other. Syria was the next on the list. We know this was their agenda, and it isn't a problem because they didn't do it soon enough. We have fought back. We have stopped the false flag events that they tried to use to start this war year after year. But now it has reached the level of violence that we have this massive flood. We have let the foxes loose in the chicken coop. And now these chickens are coming home to roost in Western Europe and also will come to America. The Hungarian prime minister says, We're not going to do this. He warned the European Union not to impose a plan for this. And there's three other countries that are doing that as well. The Czech Republic, Slovakia, and Poland have also said, we are not going to have our countries destroyed by the European Union, by the globalists in the European Union. Now, there's an interesting article by Peggy Noonan in the Wall Street Journal. She talks about migrants and the elites. Now, this is on the Drudge Report. And I thought it was very interesting because she takes the tack. She starts by talking about Richard Haass of the Council on Foreign Relations. And she says, she quotes him as saying, the more that Europe responds, the more it will reinforce the supply of migrants. Europe is caught. And he's talking about responding to the violence in the Middle East, the turmoil that our foreign policy has created. He says, this is now part of the architecture of the area. Now, she takes this as a standpoint. He's talking about blowback. And he's saying, well, it's unavoidable. We can't do anything about this. It is not blowback. Richard Haass and the Council on Foreign Relations knows perfectly well this is an architecture that hasn't just arisen with a tornado in a brickyard. This is something that they have been designing. The Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Commission, they have all talked about doing this. They've been planning this for a very long time, but we don't have any politicians that will even acknowledge that it's blowback. It's just something that we have to deal with. There's a humanitarian crisis, so we need to let these people in. That's what we are told. But listen to what Peggy Noonan says. She says, damning the elites is often a mindless, phony, and manipulative game. She said malice and delusion combined to produce the refrain, those fancy people in their Georgetown cocktail parties or the left-wing posers with their apartments in Brussels. That's not what's behind this. Certainly, we know that she sees this simply as a disconnect between the people who were in power and the people who are suffering from bad government. But we understand, because we have seen the documents, we know, we've been talking about this for a very long time, about the plan for world government. We've seen them openly talking about how the economic crisis in the euro can only be solved by the surrender of sovereignty to the center. We see the trade agreements that now nobody is talking about at the moment, but they're going to be coming. Those trade agreements are going to consolidate the regional consolidations. They are the next stepping stone to consolidating us to a global consolidation. She says the gap between those who run governments and those who are governed has now grown huge and portends nothing good. Yes, and it didn't just happen. It was by design. Stay with us when we come back. We're going to have some updates on what's going on in politics today. Rick Perry bowed out. We'll have some comments about that and some updates on Hillary and Trump, the front runners in the Democrat and GOP tickets.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com. Clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different different cleansing products. We use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Introducing the first proprietary oxygen-based intestinal cleanser, OxyPowder. Backed by real FDA-approved phase 1, 2, and 3 clinical trials. People are suffering from all kinds of digestive issues these days. All the toxins from the air, the food, the water, ultimately ends up in the gut or affects the gut. My main focus was to come up with a remedy for this, something that's safe and effective that anyone can take on a regular basis to keep their intestinal lining clean. My recommendation is to clean your intestines at least 2 to 3 times a week to prevent the toxic buildup from going into your bloodstream. Take your health into your own hands and start cleansing your body today with OxyPowder. Secure your OxyPowder today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Now, the next big debate, of course, is going to be next Wednesday, the same day of InfoWars Money Bomb. And we're going to be covering that here live with commentary as it happens. Today, we had one of the candidates who didn't make the big debate. He was going to be in the junior varsity debate again. Rick Perry announced that he is withdrawing from the 2016 candidacy. And of course, I guess you could say that maybe he paraphrased Nixon saying, you're not going to have Ronald Reagan to kick around anymore. But, Seriously, maybe he's going to be on the short list for a campaign position if a Republican wins the presidency. Maybe the Department of Education, maybe he could get an education there himself with some remedial reading. But as Leanne McAdoo points out, at least the state of Texas did not go bankrupt like many of Donald Trump's businesses that he's run. And we had a very interesting story today about Donald Trump. He was questioned very briefly by Nick Gillespie of Reason Magazine. He asked him about libertarianism. What is his view of libertarianism? And here's the long explanation that Donald Trump gave.
Donald, what do you think about libertarianism?
I like it. A lot of good things. I don't want to talk to you now, but a lot of good things.
All right.
A lot of good points.
Watch a tripod.
You want to name one of them?
Be careful.
There you go. Very detailed explanation about his understanding of libertarianism and the things that he agrees and disagrees with about. No, not at all. He just says, yeah, it's got some good points, a lot of good things, a lot of good points. That's what we're seeing over and over again from not only Donald Trump, but from all of the presidential candidates. We're not really getting any answers. But, of course, and we haven't seen anything in Donald Trump's background, anything that he's done, anything he's proposed, that he's even vaguely libertarian. You want to talk about private property? You can't talk about private property if you're going to use the government's eminent domain powers to seize other people's private property for your use. That's not free markets. That's crony capitalism. It's corruption. It's what we always used to call it. Now we call it crony capitalism. It's not a free market. Has he ever talked about civil liberties? Is he concerned about the war on drugs, about civil asset forfeiture? No. Is he concerned about our interventionist foreign policy? Is he concerned about dragnet surveillance? He said Edward Snowden is a total traitor, implying that he ought to be in prison, at the very least, perhaps executed. This is not a man who supports any libertarian philosophies, anything of freedom that I can understand. He is a full-on traditional neocon, and he is a crony capitalist to boot. Now, he's in Iowa, and this, of course, a couple of weeks ago, on August 26th, Business Insider reported that he has asked some questions about his Christianity because a lot of the Iowa voters are Christians. And essentially, he did the same thing that he did with the libertarians. He evaded the question. They asked him, because he had said recently, he said, well, yeah, my favorite book is the Bible. So they said, well, can you name one or two of your favorite Bible verses? He says, oh, I wouldn't want to get into it because to me, that's very personal. You know, when I talk about the Bible, it's very personal. So I don't want to get into verses. The Bible means a lot to me, but I don't want to get into any specifics. Now, ask yourself, every Christian knows that if anybody is really into the Bible as he says he is, they don't have a problem about talking about it. They don't think that it is something that they need to hide, that they need to run from. And of course, it comes across as very phony to anybody who's looking at it. They also ask him later on in the interview, they say, well, are you an Old Testament guy or a New Testament guy? And he cleverly evades that as well. He doesn't immediately ask, what are you talking about? Old or new? I don't know what you're talking about. He says, oh, probably equal. He's sitting on the fence, okay? Here's a Bible verse that's very short. Pride goes before a fall. You might want to think about that. And here's the deal. This is why it matters, whether you're a Christian or not, whether you're a libertarian or not. If somebody produces a document like he did, he produced a very detailed document finally about his immigration policy. It had a lot of good points in it. It had a lot of things that I disagreed with. But the bottom line is this. You can't know what he's going to do if he's a person that doesn't have any integrity or character. That's true of any of the politicians. How many times are Republicans, how many times are the Tea Party conservatives going to vote for a John Boehner or they're going to vote for a Mitch McConnell and think that things are going to change? They know what you want to hear. They're going to tell you what you want to hear. This is a guy who says, yeah, the Bible is my favorite book, the only book that I like more than my own, The Art of the Deal. This is a guy who knows how to close a deal because he knows what you want to hear. Would you buy a used car from this guy? I wouldn't. You have to understand that he is a very clever individual. He will tell you precisely what you want to hear, and that's the key behind every one of these power-seeking politicians. They all know exactly what you want to hear, and they're going to parrot that back. The question is this something they have fought for? Is this something that defines them throughout their life? Will they stand against the tide and do the right thing? We don't have any record of that happening with any of these people. Look at Hillary Clinton. James O'Keefe has struck again. He shows that within her campaign, this is in the state of Nevada, he shows massive corruption in the campaign, willingly knowing that they're violating the law when they're registering voters. They're not supposed to talk to them about candidates. They're not supposed to do this within a certain area of public buildings. They know what the law is. And this is what they had to say. This is what their attorney had to say. He caught this on film. She said, do whatever you can to them. She said, whatever you can get away with, just do it until you get out, kicked out, like totally, you know, you get kicked out. She says, ask for forgiveness, not for permission. They're totally corrupt. They do whatever they can get away with. If you let them, if you think that these people are going to somehow fight for your freedom, they're going to hand it to you on a silver platter. It isn't going to happen. And this kind of corruption is very obvious to people about Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton's campaign has gradually gone from a bid for the highest seat in the land to a bona fide, deplorable circus of failure. But Bill Clinton's first man ticket to four more years of a New World Order-backed gravy train just keeps on moving down the track. Pay no attention to the campaign stop in Columbus, Ohio that looks more like everyone on Hillary's bus just pretended to be the crowd. According to Ed Henry's pictures, one photo shows the tiny crowd and the other shows the rest of the empty hall. And this wasn't some small town in the middle of nowhere. Columbus, Ohio is the 15th largest city in America. Perhaps she thought folks from the Columbus neighborhood of Clintonville or Ohio State University would turn out. Well, they didn't.
And we can build an America where every father can save his daughter. You can grow up to be president of the United States.
It has gotten so bad. Supporting Hillary's damaged criminal and blood on her hands reputation might get you punched in the face.
They thought it said Hillary for president. So I'm sitting here and the bartender finally walks over and he goes, you know what? I've been pacing back and forth back here just so angry that you would walk into my establishment wearing a Hillary for president 2016 shirt. And then I noticed it had Hillary for prison. He said, I was seconds away from sending my bar back over here to punch you in the face. He said, you know what? Since you're wearing a Hillary for prison shirt, you don't have to buy drinks here. Everything's on the house.
The astonishing power of James O'Keefe's investigative divulgence reveals the hubris within her dismal inner circle. Project Veritas put the Hillary campaign on high paranoia alert after staff was approached by two women attempting to catch the campaign in illegal activity that appeared to be members of Project Veritas. Project Veritas spokesman Daniel Pollack replied, Project Veritas does not comment on investigations, real or imagined. What Project Veritas did uncover is that Hillary's staff will do anything to solicit votes, even violate state election laws.
This is Christina Gupana, a Las Vegas attorney and campaign worker. She helps manage the Clinton campaign's voter registration drive.
Do whatever you can.
Do whatever.
Whatever you can get away with, just do it until you get kicked out, like totally.
Quote, a county clerk, field registrar, employee of a voter registration agency, or person assisting a voter shall not solicit a vote for or against a particular question or candidate, speak to a voter on the subject of marking his or her ballot for or against a particular question or candidate, unquote. Violation is a felony, along with up to $20,000 in fines.
There's also, I believe, she works in a library. She came out with the Nevada statute books.
Why did she say that?
Henry Engelstein is a Hillary campaign worker who thought it was funny that a library employee would actually call him out for breaking Nevada election laws.
And we're like trying to argue with her. We're like, no. She's like, no, it says pretty explicitly here in the statute that this sorts of action is prohibited. So I don't care if you do voter registration, but you can't have the Hillary stuff.
As drug war kingpin Joe Biden enters the field, Hillary's poll numbers have dropped by 19 points. Hillary's race to the bottom shows there just might be some decency left in the voting public. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
A lot of you have been following my progress using Supermail Vitality. The last 19 weeks has been an incredible experience. I was feeling a little down and lethargic during the holidays, and none of the supplements that I was taking were doing any good. That's when my longtime friend from high school, Alex Jones, introduced me to Supermail Vitality. I was a little skeptical at first. Not only would I have the energy to work out and go to the gym, but it was actually the changes were happening to my body a lot more rapidly. My whole mood, my libido, everything had completely changed. The concentrated organic herbs, they stimulate your natural systems to produce the natural hormones that you need. I just really wanted to bulk up and hit it hard, and I went in for about the first 5 weeks and was lifting heavy weight and just really hitting it hard, and I gained 20 pounds of muscle immediately. Since that, I've decided I was going to lose some weight and slim down. I just changed up my workout a little bit, and 35 pounds came off. Folks, this is not a joke. This is not a gimmick. It's real. Supermail Vitality. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosyl cobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports, and it's because of Brain Force.
One of the worst things with most energy products is it's not sustainable, right? You're going to crash afterwards. This has a bunch of different antioxidants and compounds and polyphenols.
Everybody's on these drugs to knock their brain out because the brain's so fried.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for.
Still damaging your brain.
You will find Brain Force, Survival Shield X2, and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Now, of course, on this September 11th, we remember that one of the consequences that we live with now on a daily basis is the surveillance state everywhere, looking at everything we do. And of course, knowledge is power, and those who crave power can never have enough of it. So they can never know enough about us. Now we see that they're moving to have chips that go inside of us, not just content to put cameras all around us. Leanne McAdoo is joining me now. Leanne, they're going to look inside of us, of course, but this is being sold in a very beneficial way. This is something that is going to help us from a health standpoint, and the FDA has now approved regulation of chip in a pill.
Right, yes. I mean, the future scientific dictatorship that we're seeing in all these science fiction movies, it is here now, and our beloved FDA is approving it.
Yes.
And so these are smart medicines that are basically telling doctors when their patients have taken their pills, if they're staying on a schedule, or if they've forgotten them altogether.
Because we know that's such a large problem that it justifies spending billions of dollars to create this new technology, get FDA regulation for it. We need to know that's there. And of course, we all know there's another agenda to this, but listen to how they sell this. They say it'll help ensure patients to stick to their prescriptions. So reduce wasteful spending on drugs that are not taken properly. Aww. And of course, why would they be concerned about wasting money on drugs? It's because the government is taking over healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
And when they do that, they are going to mandate everything we do. We've got mandates in terms of taking away our informed consent. They mandated health insurance. They have taken away our informed consent. They're trying to work on that with vaccines. And now they're going to mandate medication and make sure you take it. That's the most important thing.
Absolutely. And they say that they hope one of the future things that these digital medicines can do is provide real-time monitoring of patient health.
Yeah.
So they can help assess, you know, whether the treatment is working or not. And also, of course, to check out your moods. Now, you'll recall there was an old George Lucas movie. It was like
THX 1138.
Where they were. You know, tracking all the citizens. Did you take your pills? What's wrong? You know, if you know, are you be temperate and docile? And there's so many movies like that.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what's going to happen here in the future with this digital pills. And this is, you know, we know it's coming because this is not the first time. You'll also recall that the former DARPA director, now Google exec Regina Dugan, has been pushing an edible authentication microchip, as well as an electronic tattoo that can read your thoughts before you even speak them. It'll read your thoughts. But this microchip that's going to be inside a pill, users would swallow it in order to obtain the superpower of having their entire body now become a biological authentication system. So they can use their cell phone, their computers.
Wouldn't that be convenient?
They can open their cars, their doors, their smart homes. Oh, all just by daily ingesting a pill. And I'm sure it's not going to track your every movement.
No, we see this over and over again. We see DARPA continually coming up with these very dark, sinister uses for technology that violate our individual liberties, that violate our freedom. I mean, we're talking about what's behind Jade Helm, the many different aspects of this. Mm-hmm. And of course, we've mentioned this many times, mastering the human domain. They have human domain analytics, part of geospatial intelligence. That's a field that is the fastest growing area of intelligence. This is about tracking your metadata.
Right.
People don't realize how powerful that is when they lied at first and said, no, we're not really listening to your phone calls. And they walk that back. Well, we're just collecting some metadata. That's mm-hmm. not really powerful. That is one of the most powerful aspects of it. They've been Absolutely. Working for over 15 years. James Clapper, his first directorship was of geospatial intelligence. They've been working for over 15 years to put together metadata to map out your behavior
right.
and to track you. And so that's one of the most important activity-based intelligence, human domain analytics, all of that is part of geospatial intelligence. So when we see things like this, mm-hmm. this is something that appeared on the Drudge Report. He talked about a digital pill. This is something that is very sinister, and we see DARPA always doing this. They say, well, we're doing this brain project, but we're going to help soldiers to get rid of specific memories that are troublesome.
Right.
That's not what they're going to do.
Yeah.
They're going to use this for mind control. They're going to use it for doing electronic lobotomies, which they did to soldiers coming back from World War II.
Right.
We always see this happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And it also kind of ties into all of the immigration issues that we're seeing. The globalist plan is for a global order and a borderless world. And that's not so that we can be free and we don't need to show our ID and our papers, please, and we can roam about freely. No, they're going to have these systems set up in place
yes.
where we are all now being tracked on a global scale.
Zbigniew Brzezinski pointed that out in 1970 when he wrote his book that was so popular, they liked so much, they put him in charge of the Trilateral Commission. And he was talking about a technocratic regime where they're going to track everybody biometrically. They create these crises because they've already got the quote-unquote solution, their solution, in place. Mm-hmm. The crises are to push the next level of their plan as a solution to that crisis. So when we have the open border crisis, the removal of national borders, that presents them with an opportunity to say, well, the only thing we can do for that is biometric tracking. We can see the beginning of this with E-Verify, but it's going to get far more pervasive, far more sinister. When DARPA does their robotics programs, we look at these things. We look at these robots that really are quite frightening when you look at them in the context of Terminator right. and autonomous killing machines and everything. They said, don't worry. This is so that we can get into a nuclear reactor like Fukushima.
Yeah,
they always
help.
Have some benign, so helpful facade that they can explain it away as.
Right. So, they won't have to waste a human life. And obviously what's going to happen is it's going to create a digital arms race. And we're already seeing that happen. A Texas businessman was just caught yesterday selling $50 million worth of military intelligence to Russia. And mm-hmm. what was he sending them? This surveillance microchip technology. So this is the same thing if we move to autonomous weapons with the robots. It's going to create an arms race where everyone's going to have something to work in this new digital battlefield.
It's spy versus spy. And all the spies and all the criminal hackers are allied against us. Yeah,
right.
There's another article about that as well. Spy software found pre-installed on Lenovo, Huawei, and I can't even pronounce it, Xiaomi smartphones. These are all Chinese smartphones.
Wow.
This is an article that was on InfoWars Today. It came from Epic Times. They say malware that can listen to calls, that can track users, there you go, tracking users again, can make online purchases, was found pre-installed on smartphones from these Chinese companies. So there you go. It's not just the nation states that are spying on each other, spying on us, our own country, our own government spying on us. But, of course, it is also criminal hackers, and it's a piece of cake because, Leanne, this is something that I thought was very interesting. Again, this is something from DARPA, our favorite research project here. This is from a blog called the Goat Tree blog. A penny for your thoughts. And take a look at this picture that comes up. This is a picture of a tiny chip on the nose of Abraham Lincoln on a penny. You can pull up that picture there. Look at
wow.
how small that is. And look at the picture to the right of it. How many DARPA chips can you fit, or we should say maybe NSA spy chips? How many NSA spy chips can you fit on the head of a pen? Well, they've got three of them there with a lot of real estate left over.
Wow.
Now, when he looked at this, he said, they're putting this maybe on money. Maybe we're not going to go to a cashless society.
Exactly.
Maybe they want to track us with put this in our coins. Put this, I would think, more likely on $100 bills.
Right.
Now, the way this is being sold, again, they always have a good way to sell this. This is something that DARPA is doing as part of, get this, their SHIELD program. Yeah,
oh,
just in
so
time
clever.
For the Marvel Civil War.
Yeah.
Their SHIELD program. This is a 100,000 chip, 100,000 transistor chip. Listen to some of the capabilities that it has. It has features they say are remarkable for its size. Among them, two-way radio communication, onboard encryption, an energy harvesting function that casts away the need for a battery, sensors that can detect whether it's tampered with, all the while consuming less than 50 microwatts, costing less than a fraction of a penny. So this is something, why are they doing this? They would say the reason that they're doing this, and of course SHIELD from their standpoint stands for Supply Chain Hardware Integrity for Electronics Defense. They're saying they're going to put this inside every integrated circuit. It's going to be able to determine if it's being watched, presumably self-destruct, if it's being analyzed, if somebody's trying to reverse engineer this, it'd be able to self-destruct. It would be able to communicate wirelessly again. It is encrypted, and it harvests the energy, so it doesn't need to have a battery. But they're going to put this in every electronic circuit that is going to go through the Defense Department so they can authenticate that it hasn't been tampered with, that it's something that's for real. But, of course, the potential for abuse with this is massive.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so frightening. And there really is no end to the control grid that's being built up around us.
Yes.
I mean, they even have dust that they can spray on trees out in nature.
Yes.
So you think you're out in the woods hiding or something, but they can track you there. I mean, it's incredible.
It's
I don't understand it.
Well, like I said, their thirst for control, their thirst for power is insatiable. Thank you for joining us, Leanne. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Wayne Madsen about an article that's on InfoWars.com. Yes, pedophilia is back in Pennsylvania, and there's some connections that we've seen before. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigyrex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Now, one of the familiar themes that we've seen since 9/11 is that whenever you have a whistleblower pointing out criminal actions by those in power, especially in the government, it turns out that the government comes against the whistleblower and not against those committing the crime. Is this what's happening now in Pennsylvania? In an article by Wayne Madsen, pedophile enabling prosecutors and officials try to run a PA attorney general out of office. They say the attorney general is up against a powerful phalanx of Sandusky and Penn State pedophilia cover-up artists. This is a very detailed article from Wayne Madsen, and Wayne Madsen joins us now to break it down. Welcome, Wayne.
Hi, good to be with you.
Now, break down for those of us who aren't in Pennsylvania, break down the players a little bit. Tell us a little bit about this attorney general who is now under fire. As you point out in your article, she's the first Democrat female attorney general. She was very popular. She got more votes than Obama did. Tell us what's going on. Break down her relationship with these people and what you point out is a bipartisan attack against her.
Yes. Well, Kathleen Kane is the attorney general. She was basically elected to clean up the mess in the attorney general's office in the state capital, Harrisburg. We do know that her predecessor, Tom Corbett, who later became governor of Pennsylvania, was very, very active in covering up the Sandusky matter. When Sandusky was first charged officially in 1998 with the lewd and lascivious acts with underage males at Penn State, Corbett was the attorney general. He basically went into cover-up mode, then became governor, and he appointed Louis Free to investigate the Penn State matter. And Louis Free, of course, is another cover-up artist. I don't think I need to remind people that he was the FBI director a week away from 9/11. He skated all responsibility for his actions up till then. But anyway, what we've seen happen is this just this group going after Attorney General Kane, who was very proactive in going after this pedophile network.
Now, you mentioned this is a bipartisan effort. It also involves a newspaper there, the Philadelphia Inquirer. Tell us about that.
Yes, the Philadelphia Inquirer and its sister paper, the Daily News, the Allentown Morning Call. Actually, Kane is being attacked by most of the media in Pennsylvania. They're very much tied into this bipartisan effort to unseat her. It's not only the district attorney of Philadelphia, who's a Democrat, who actually hired some of Corbett, former attorney general, former Governor Corbett's prosecutors. These prosecutors who were supposed to be investigating Sandusky were actually sending and receiving pornographic images, including very suggestive images that were, I looked at the stuff. It was in the exhibits that were released by an investigating judge. It's very close, in my estimation, to child pornography. They weren't doing it to research this. Mm-hmm, they were doing it to entertain themselves.
Yeah. We'll get to those pictures in a minute. But getting back to where Kane is, as you point out in your article, a lot of people thought she was a loose cannon. She made a statement that you report here in your article. She said there's two types of evil. The first is violent and destructive acts. The second is when people stand back in the face of evil. And you point out that indicated that that's one of the things that made her popular with people, because they've seen this long history of cover-up from both parties in terms of Sandusky, in terms of Penn State. This is a very popular coach with a very important college team there to everybody. So they just look the other way. They cover all this up. And there's this network, as we always see, of the powerful political figures that are connected. And they always seem to have some connection to pedophilia as well, don't they?
If we remember, the Sandusky had a charity called the Second Mile Foundation, and its purpose was to help troubled youth, troubled teens, and it was quite clear that what Sandusky was running was basically a child prostitution operation, and many of the people who donated money to Second Mile, of course, were taking advantage of their good graces with Sandusky to get access to some of these teens who were being taken care of by Second Mile, especially some very wealthy and influential people in the Philadelphia area, particularly Montgomery County, which is the location of the Philadelphia Main Line. Very, very wealthy, always has been very wealthy. And isn't it funny that the district attorney who's indicted Kane, Attorney General Kane, for leaking grand jury information, what this grand jury information was, were these emails sent by her former prosecutors that she fired, containing all these lewd and lascivious photographs that the district attorney, the county district attorney that indicted her, is the one from Montgomery County. She is a Republican, but Ed Rendell, the former Democratic governor, is really behind the effort also to unseat Attorney General Kane, who, as you mentioned earlier, is Pennsylvania's first Democratic governor. So she's getting attacked by the Democrats and Republicans. But look, if you want to look at the history of this Penn State Sandusky matter, and it goes far beyond Penn State. It also affects Villanova. A similar thing went on there with John DuPont, the guy who actually killed a wrestler, Dave Schultz, in 1996.
Oh, yeah, they just had a movie made about that.
Yes, absolutely. And he was preying on young students, male students at Villanova and seminarians. And it's connected. It's absolutely connected. You know, Cardinal Bellavacqua was getting ready to testify, and he died the day before he was going to testify. A district attorney in Montgomery County basically didn't know that his body had been released by the hospital, so they could never do an autopsy. Mm. And he was embalmed at 11:30 in the evening. So it's quite clear, you know, there was foul play there to keep this guy, because Bellavacqua was apparently going to tell all about not only the problems in the archdiocese in Philadelphia, but the whole thing, Penn State, Villanova, the whole nine yards, and he conveniently dies. And of course, we still don't know what the cause of death was, because there was no autopsy.
Yeah, of course.
So Pope Francis is actually visiting Philadelphia, and this is what he's stepping into. There's still repercussions in Philadelphia and throughout Pennsylvania with the Sandusky matter, and I do not relish what Pope Francis is going to have to deal with when he visits the Archdiocese in Philadelphia.
Let's get back. That's a great background, and we can see this has a long history. It's pervasive, as you just pointed out. Let's talk about the specifics of this particular case. You've got a graphic there. You call it Porngate. You've got a couple of top people there at the center of this, Frank Fina and Mark Costanza. These are the two prosecutors that Attorney General Kane, who is now being attacked herself, she fired these two prosecutors. Tell us a little bit about this graphic that we see in the article.
Yes, that basically shows that Fina and Costanza were sending and receiving these lewd and lascivious emails containing these pornographic images. They even were sending them to a member, a justice on the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. Of course, he resigned. He didn't say it was over that matter. But you know, the question is, what did the Chief Justice know? And his name is Ron Castile, and he's a former district attorney, Republican district attorney in Philadelphia. So, you know, this is a bipartisan porn gate, yes, as the graphic indicates. Mm-hmm. And what we're seeing is you know, what they want to do is get rid of Kane so they can go back to the status quo ante, where they have Pennsylvania Attorney General that will not investigate these matters. Yeah. And look, this goes back to 1979 when Sandusky first started his operation. It goes back to Governor Milton Schapp, and it includes every Democrat and every Republican, Thornburg, Tom Ridge, Bob Casey, all of them up till the present one. And present Governor Tom Wolf is a Democrat, and he's called for the Democratic Attorney General Kathleen Kane to resign.
It's amazing. It's amazing. As you point out, this is bipartisan. It is always there. We always say that if people want to see an example of the depravity of these prosecutors who were fired, you've got a couple of pictures here. You got a little toddler standing up in front of a computer terminal, looking at a woman. You got another baby with a Playboy magazine being held up to it. These are the images that these prosecutors who were fired by Kane were passing around. And now, because of that depravity, that corruption that she fired them for, they're coming after her. Exactly what we have seen happening over and over and over again since September 11th. It's this kind of corruption in the government. Wherever anything that is wrong is exposed, you go after the people who are exposing it, not the ones who committed the crime. Thank you so much, Wayne, for explaining that to us. This is a very detailed article. People need to take a look at this. This is a good example of what's going on throughout the country. It's not limited to Pennsylvania, as Wayne Madsen pointed out. That's all the time we have. Thank you so much for joining us, Wayne Madsen. And if you're not a supporter of Prison Planet TV, please support our operation and become a member. That's it for tonight. Join us at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com, or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.